welcome to another edition of the Sports Blizzard, or as I like to call it, the No Diaz Show. To my right, the one, the only Pops. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Across from me, 15-year NFL vet, Eagles great, Hollis Thomas.
Hey, how you guys doing on this it's a luscious evening outside.
It is gorgeous out. Apparently, though, the sky is falling. The Phillies suck. They lost their first game. We'll get into that real quick, but before I do, by the way, Mike Diaz isn't here. We'll go through all our sponsors. Miller Lite, we love drinking Miller Lite. Yards Brewery right here in Northern Liberties. Stateside Vodka distilled right here in Fishtown. I read an article today. Stateside Vodka is now the most sold vodka in the state of Pennsylvania, so congratulations, guys. That's fantastic. Woo-hoo. Bucks County Baseball Company. Our boy Mike McVay, we still don't know where he's working from. It's the $24,000 question. But if you want to buy a car, email Quimby at Green Legion, or if you're fortunate enough to have his phone number, give him a call. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, I believe Cavanaugh's River Deck, I believe is open right now.
Is it?
We gotta go down for Mug Night. Just go down there to hang out. I'm a big fan of Cavanaugh's.
What is Mug Night?
You buy one of their mugs, it's like $8 or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And then you go on, I think it's Wednesdays, it's dollar beers with their mugs.
Cool.
Can't beat that.
I can do that.
Our friends Delisle's, which I have not been to in quite some time. Maybe next week. When Quimby's back, we make our triumphant return to Delisle's. Unless as soon as he lands next week, he goes right to Delisle's because he's been going through withdrawal. We love everybody at Delisle's. Bourbon Blue, who we saw one of the owners at Bourbon Blue at the Green Legion tailgate last week. The Bayou and Cactus, Manioc Sports and Social Club. City Fitness, our boy Ken Davies, who I saw on Brown Street just driving by, but he didn't notice it was me. All the locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, Market East. So the sky's falling, apparently. The Phillies lost.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, real quick, the Flyers got eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, it was weird. It was officially announced like Saturday, like in passing. It was like, oh yeah, they're not going to make playoffs now. Like, we knew that shit 2-3 weeks ago.
Quimby was right.
Quimby was right. You were right, Quimby. They got me all hyped and stuff, but I didn't expect them to make the playoffs anyway. I just wanted to see the young people play. Other than that, you kind of knew that. Actually, about 2 weeks ago, I knew that you were going to be totally right when they started losing. It was kind of after that heroic comeback on the outdoor game.
Yeah.
And then they started screwing the pooch on a few other games. But I think we spent too much time on them now since they are eliminated from the playoffs.
Did you happen to see that the Flyers are engaged or being sued currently? Did you guys see this?
No. Why are they being sued?
Cam Talbert, who is one of the Flyers' backup goalies. He's suing the Flyers. Let me get this right. Veteran goalie, 31-year-old Talbert. He's suing them for
emotional distress,
pain and emotional distress and physical pain. Ready for this? Carter Hart. He's saying Carter Hart treated him like crap, and he's suing the Flyers.
So he was getting bullied.
My God! So he was getting bullied. How old is he?
The 31-year-old debt miner's attorney.
Whoa. Yeah. And how old is Carter?
He's got to be like what? 20? He's 21.
He's 19 or 20.
19. Yeah. Let's see here. Talbert will sue the Flyers for overtime pay. Compensation claim. I got
overtime.
Yeah, overtime pay. Apparently, I don't know. You get overtime as a hockey player. But not only has Talbert felt the pain physically, but Netminder has also felt it mentally. Mental stress during the 48 days he spent with the Flyers, according to his attorney, his relationship with Carter Hart is much of the stress and mental anguish of
That's
late.
One hell of a retirement plan.
I didn't hear it on the radio. My buddy told me about it. I just pulled the article up.
Wow.
You guys haven't talked about it on the morning show?
No, this is news to us.
Bring it up to Angela. Say Rob read this. They have to know.
They probably talked about it today, but I didn't. I wasn't on today. I was only on Monday morning.
Okay. Next time you see Al, just ask him. I'm sure he talked about it.
Yeah, because you know what? It was like they just got their ass kicked by the Dallas Stars. The score was 6-2.
Yeah, I got the update yesterday. I'm like, oh, they lost. Who cares?
Well, once that happened, you could see how somber that the post game broadcast was. It was like they was giving some of the guys a pass for lazy and slothful playing.
And getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, it's like you can't. To me, at the end of the season, you play your hardest because you don't never know when that last game is going to be. It's like you don't go out there. It's like you're only gonna be the age that you are at the time that you are right now once in your fucking life. And for you to go out there and you're gonna be looking back like, damn, I should have played that game. Damn, I missed that game. That's why when I look at a lot of the times, I'm slowing down now because I can hear Quimby saying slow down. A lot of times when you see guys missing games for nothing, it's like, dude, you better get all the games in that you can, because mainly because you're never gonna get those games back. And when it's close to retirement, like, damn, I should have played that game. Damn, I would have killed that game. So you gotta seize the second.
Yeah. By the way, phone lines are open 215-716-1108. So there's our Flyers talk. But apparently the sky is falling now. The Phillies lose.
It's about damn time.
About an hour ago. No, great. Okay. It was a bad loss, right? I don't care what. It's a bad loss. You know, don't get me wrong.
Okay, what were you gonna say? No, I'm just saying it was a fluke, but continue.
You know, Aaron Nola had one of those games. Listen, the best pitchers in the world have games like that. I'm not worried about Aaron Nola. Right. But here's what pisses me off is that, Sir Anthony Dominguez should be our closer. He shouldn't be your eighth inning guy.
Right.
And Robertson should be your eighth inning guy.
Okay.
And he comes in, and again, I heard it on the radio. Mm-hmm. I couldn't watch the game. He's walking guys like he's never been in this situation before. But, the guy he walked in, that was his second start ever. I'm like, just throw your 97 mile an hour fastball up his ass.
But you know, when you said that, it reminded me, he hasn't been good since he's been here. He did okay in spring, but he's kind of been stinking up the joint since you know your role. It's no more question about what your role is. But he's been stinking up the joint since he's been in. He's not been in relief.
Now, I'll give him a pass. I know in spring training he did not get a lot of innings because he's an older guy. Mm. So I might give him a pass.
No.
But I know you won't give him a pass.
No, he's not going to be a hall monitor with all these damn passes he's giving out.
Where's my badge at? I'm a hall. No running in the hall.
Yeah, he's a professional. Fuck that. And it's not like he's coming out.
I'm outnumbered here, people.
He's coming out with like five or six innings. He's coming in for like maybe an inning or two.
Yeah. And when you look at it, one of the main reasons I'm not giving him a hall pass. Sorry about that. The main reason I'm not giving him a hall pass is because when you look at it, he's supposed, like you said, he's supposed to be a veteran. So he's supposed to know what it takes to get him to where he needs to be. Now, if it was something like where he was giving up, like maybe some hits or some ground balls or something, I'm cool with that. But walking people, putting people in, that you're giving up runs. And then Rhys Hoskins here at footsteps.
There we go.
So it's like, man, those are the type of games that I think we have to get over the hump as a team to win. And it's like you just put this roster together and it's been all, fairy tales and lollipops.
Rainbows and cookies and cream or whatever.
Sha-la-la-la-la. But this is one of those things where we're going to have to learn how to win those type of games.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, listen again, I'm not going to kill them. It's one game. Everybody calm down.
Yeah, early. It's like, what? They're 4-1.
Yeah, they're 4-1. Everybody, is it a bad loss? Yes, it's a bad loss. It shouldn't have happened. Yeah.
I'm kind of glad it didn't happen. I'm not going to lie. I'm getting tired of everybody, praising this.
Bryce Harper,
he's getting.
Hold on, this is the best lineup in baseball. Yeah. And they're going to win over 100 games.
They're better.
Why are you sick? Everyone praising? He's killing the ball.
Because he's doing like Steph Curry shit. He's getting like Steph Curry 3 points. What I mean by that is the home runs he's hitting are fucking pointless.
They're pointless?
Yes. Nah.
The one yesterday wasn't. Hold on.
They won 6-1, didn't they?
Yeah.
8-2.
8-2.
But
they were struggling up to that point.
When they put six runs in?
Hold on, I got a question. I got somebody who's watching us. They want to let us know that they have money to get, Kimball, what's the other guy's name? Kutchel?
Is it Kutchel?
Is it spelled Kutchel?
Oh, it'll come to me.
They need both of the guys in the bullpen, basically, because when we went to the bullpen yesterday.
One guy's a starter.
Yeah, one guy. Yeah,
Kimbrel's the closer.
That's what we need. We need somebody to close out, because Robinson, I don't think he's going to be the answer.
He should be the setup guy.
But I don't think he's going to be that sort of setup guy. Hey, peep this though.
Gabe will figure it out.
He's going to, good old Gabe.
He's going to set up the
next guy to get the ball knocked out of the park on. He's going to walk the whole bases.
Yeah.
And walk him loaded.
Be like, yep, my arm's tired.
Yep.
I mean, it's early. It's still early. I don't do assessments. This is not like football where if you go 0-4, your season's fucking over with. Or if you win 4 in a row, your season, you know, they're not going to hold you the champion or nothing like that. But in baseball, it's like, what, 168 games?
162.
Yeah, this is what, game five? Get over it. It's like one game.
Yeah, but it's just the way we've been producing a lot of runs, so we haven't really we haven't been in that pinch situation to where we actually need the closer. Just need somebody to go up there and get three outs. If they give up a run or two,
put Bryce Harper up there again.
Well, now this is the thing. You need the closer for situations to where you're going to play better teams than what we're playing now.
Yeah, because we haven't seen much as of just yet.
What was that?
Sorry, I was trying to multitask. Sorry,
sound like an intro to Pornhub.
Okay.
That's only on my phone.
Oh, okay.
That's where it is. Sorry, I was trying to type something.
No problem.
But I don't know. Here's the problem with when the Phillies are good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have idiots that don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're all down at the game. They think they know baseball. They have no clue what they're talking about. This goes back to, I got into a little Twitter beef.
Oh, God.
With my old friend Mark Farzada this morning.
Oh, God. Well, I saw him yesterday.
Yeah, you saw him?
Yeah, it was at the...
he was because he was there, too.
Yeah, because they kept calling him and saying, who else is there?
That's kind of cold.
That was Paul Thomas.
You're cold-blooded. So anyway,
James,
everyone was getting off about... first of all, about Reese getting the chin music the other night,
mm-hmm.
and then last night with Bryce with the bat flip. Now, no question, Bryce pimped that motherfucker last night, right? He pimped it, right?
Yeah.
And he probably is going to get thrown out at some point because you can't do it. And they're going off. They're going
you
off.
Thrown at?
He's going to get thrown out at some point.
Okay, yeah.
And they were going off on another show today saying about how they should get away from throwing at people at baseball. No, it's in the game. You have to have it. You have to have it.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, that's okay. A good question. It's like, okay, you hit my best pitch, so I'm going to throw at you? What kind of shit is that?
No.
That's assault.
No.
You're throwing the ball down there 100 miles an hour at someone.
Come on, Mr. Cardinals, man.
Exactly.
Who's the best pitcher ever in the history of the Cardinals?
Bob Gibson.
You think Bob Gibson would take that shit? Someone on their ass.
Bob Gibson also was striking motherfuckers out. You had to get
That.
You actually had to get a hit on Bob Gibson for that, because he also holds the record for World Series ERA.
Oh no, he's one of the best pitchers of all time.
So if you're not hitting him, what's the fucking big deal?
Now the other thing too, Bob Gibson is the reason why there's a mound.
Yeah.
But it was a pitching mound.
Yeah. But it's not that he threw a home run. It's the pimp. When you pimp a home run, when you flip the bat, pretty much what that is a middle finger to the other team. That's what it is.
Sorry.
It's a fuck you.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
No, sorry. People are sending me messages, on Facebook Live. So the one girl, she repeated what Kaplan said. She's like, I hate balls, going under Reese's chin. that's what he said in the West Collar. What
kind of people are following you on Facebook, Hollis?
Well, that's what Gabe Kaplan said.
He's going to be following with an eggplant or something.
No, they were saying, but they are saying some good stuff. They are saying that we do need Kimble. It might take him a little bit to get ready, but we need him, and we absolutely need a left-handed starter.
I see. It's nice to have a left-handed starter.
Yeah,
but I'm more concerned with fixing the bullpen. But again, I don't know if you need to fix the bullpen yet.
It's kind of early too. I said that when everybody was chasing Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. He was a great addition. I admit that. He was a great addition so far. But also I said they need to worry about their damn pitching.
Yeah.
I had no idea at the time that they had, the catcher that they have. He's gonna help some of the deficiencies that the starting pitchers do have. To me, I mean, if you don't have a good catcher, I don't care how good your pitching is, you'll be in trouble.
Oh no, you definitely need a good catcher. You definitely do. But my back to my point, if I can talk, of throwing at people is you can't let a guy stand up, right? But most importantly, if a guy's crowding the plate,
mm-hmm.
right, you gotta be able to brush him back or throw him.
Yeah, you can get him off. You can get him off.
Or hit him.
Just throw it hard inside. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, okay, you hit my best pitch, and now I'm gonna throw it at your head.
No.
Get the fuck out. Like, what was that, game two?
Yeah.
After
Bryce Harper hit a home run.
The ball went clearly at that guy's head. If he didn't duck, he would have been like radio.
Yeah. He would have been like he was last year. He would have been like he was last year when he got his bro.
Yes.
Like he got when he got his jaw broke.
He would have been like radio.
That's mean.
But see, you're right. You should never throw at a guy's head, number right. one,
sorry,
ever.
You should. The lights on. Just okay. Something about being in a dark room with two dudes.
Setting the mood. Can we put candles? Get some Rick James playing or something? Yeah. But I think it's part of the game. But I got into Twitter beef with Mark about how it's part of the game. And I was like, listen, you guys obviously aren't around baseball. You don't know what you're talking about. And then Mark goes, you act like you're in Cooperstown. I'm like, I never said that. But I am in, I do deal with a lot of baseball. Then of course some jackass that chimes in. He goes, you know, Rob has his own show. And I go, who the hell are you, pal? The guy had like 20 followers. I'm like, just shut up.
He's like,
don't
Rob,
know who
get
you
your
are.
Ass in the back and stack them boxes. Like,
yeah, just shut up.
Oh, speaking of which, nobody acknowledged my fucking debut as DJ Papadopoulos.
I forgot about that.
That was nice, right? That was nice.
You were hanging out there with Tree. Is yeah. that, were you up there when the sound cut out a couple times? Was that
yes,
you?
He was.
Yeah.
Thank you. I did not want to be the bearer of bad news.
It was
news.
So funny. I go to talk to Pops. I'm like, oh, you're doing a good job. He's like, yeah, you know, I used to do some of this back in the day. I go, House, your brother know what he's doing? House, cause he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
No,
that's
I told him, the first thing Tree said to me was, your brother was supposed to be getting on and learning and do some of this stuff. And I was like,
he was preoccupied.
And I was like, yeah. You know what?
I can't do what I can.
Yeah, and speaking of which, someone asked me how long had I been DJing.
That was a derogatory question.
He's gonna have gigs now. Nah. All over. Pops nah. on the ones and the twos.
I was just fucking around, you know. It's coming though.
Yeah?
It's coming though.
You're gonna start DJing some stuff this summer?
Yeah.
We should talk to Mike O'Neill, see if Pops can get a residency over there. Over at the Vesper Sporting Club.
When they open the pool.
Yeah, when Mike O'Neill's relevant again. I'll be calling him. Even though I haven't seen Mike O'Neill in 3 months, and he did send us a text last week. Hey guys, I'll come over if so and so's there, but our guest never showed up. That's the only reason he was going to come over. He wasn't going to come over to see me. I'm nothing. I don't know if you were here before the show started, but I said to Hollis, you know, we're going to start doing some, when Quimby comes back, we're going to start doing some remotes.
Yeah, I was there.
Mike Diaz shows up for one of those remotes, I'm going to hit him in the head with a frying pan.
Yeah, we're not going to let him know where
he
listens. We're going to cut him out of the group text.
If we get our first paying gig and Mike Diaz shows up, you guys better stand firm and go, no, motherfucker.
Nah,
like, absolutely not. Like you got to put some time in.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do.
We're going to split his ends.
Yeah, he ain't getting shit. And then he goes, well, if you would do it at a normal time, like, listen, all right. I work. I get down here. You should work and get down here, buddy. I don't want to hear it.
And he's closer.
he is closer.
He's
at least he's in Conchi.
Trying to pretend like he's important.
Where is he at the game tonight?
No, but I don't know where he is. Huh. Who knows?
Maybe
he's got another a Sixers function. You know, and maybe he's on the Philly influencer and he's doing he's promoted on the Instagram story, but doesn't promote us on his Green Legion Instagram story.
So is he a correspondent for the 76ers or something?
It seems like he is. I think you would think he's under the Sixers payroll, not the Green Legion.
What does he actually work at?
I don't think
he has
something
with finance.
Okay,
I don't think he has a job.
I thought he
got a job.
If he shows up as little as he does here at his real job, he's probably fired. Or he's homeless, one of the two.
Wow.
What do you think?
Probably.
So what's the timetable on Rex coming back?
Rex should be back like next
May.
Month.
May. Yeah. He sent me, hold on. Since I'm not doing my show, I'll get back to the regular Sports Blizzard. He put something on Facebook for me a couple days ago.
Okay. We're trying to find out when our buddy Rex is coming back.
I'm waiting for us to do a show with everybody. It's going to be like, it's been a long time.
I know.
Rex put on my Facebook a couple days ago. Come on, where's it at? He did it last night. Rex. Come on. Here it is. Yo, Rob. Well, the ship I'm on was in a collision in Yokohama Harbor last week.
Whoa.
We were headed to China for repairs tomorrow. Should be a good Rob V show topic. Hope all is well. Probably back in early May. So there you go. Early May.
Early
for our
May,
buddy Rex.
Rex will be back.
And, Quimby makes his triumphant return next week.
Yeah, I think it's, Monday?
Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
He'll be back steering the ship, guys.
Okay.
I will be gone. I want you on my show.
I got you. Yeah. I still do your show.
But, Quimby can, run his show again.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've done more shows than Quimby of his own show now.
Probably, cause we had just started.
Yeah, we started like
holding the fort down for 3.5 months.
The NFL season, like week 10 or 11.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Wonder if I even get a thank you from him. I'll probably get a big fuck you on it. You know what it is? When he comes back, I guarantee you he'll bitch about something. I don't know what it's going to be, but you heard it here. Yep. He's going to bitch about it. Instead of saying, hey, thanks for doing the show for 3 months while I wasn't here, while I was on my sabbatical.
Yeah. It was good times, right?
I think he's...
One of the good things about it is we have been pretty consistent. You know, sometimes we'll be like, oh, yeah, we're doing the show tonight. I'm like, it's Tuesday. it's kind of hard though, because anytime I would advertise or to pump it up, that's when we don't do it. Even when we were going over in Jersey,
Wildfire,
I was pissed. I was like, I'll be pumping it up like from the day we walk out of the building, like from Wednesday night all the way up to Tuesday morning. Oh yeah, we ain't doing it. We're like, what the fuck? So I just stopped. It's kind of hard to gauge. And then with this one, it was more or less a thing of, all right, we're not going to do it Wednesday. We'll go ahead and do it Tuesday. Or we'll just push it back to Thursday. A couple of times that was your fault too, Rob. I mean, I wasn't mad at you.
Me? Yeah. Oh, well, there was one Tuesday I did it.
You had something else to do.
When the models and stuff, I said I wasn't mad because it was like the times when I think one time we did the calendar, that wasn't you.
Okay.
But then it was something else with a couple of your guests.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I haven't had many of those lately.
Yeah.
I got, me and House got to sit down and break bread and come up with some things to do in the summer.
Yes, we do.
Because we just want to entertain people, damn it. That's all we want to do is entertain.
Entertain.
Yeah.
What was next on the list?
Oh, the next one is supposed to take a break. Okay. But I was gonna take a break in like 4 minutes. I was gonna do a half an hour. Okay. But we got like 4 minutes.
Oh, we got 4 minutes.
But the sky's falling with the Phillies, so everyone's scared about that.
Let me
sign off of Facebook Live because my arm is getting tired.
Hire an intern for you for that.
My arm is getting tired of holding the phone. I don't have one of those, selfie sticks or anything.
You should
get
one of those.
I mean, but you'll still be holding it.
Yeah, I know you still be holding it.
I think they got one that like mounts on the table that you can possibly connect your phone to.
So the Sports Blizzard is signing off. I'm Tank. That's Rob V. And that's Pops. We'll holler at you. We will holler at you guys next week.
Real quick on the your notes here. By the way, thanks again, Pops, for doing the run sheet.
No problem.
When's the honeymoon going to be over for the Phillies and Bryce Harper? I don't think it'll be over.
It's not like that shit ended.
It's not going to be over. He was on base 5 times today.
That's good.
What more does he need to do?
Well, see, this is what I do like. I do like about the thing is when somebody else is in a slump, you got so many guys, cause it's like.
I put that in a note.
Yeah, you did put that in a note, cause it's so many guys that are in the lineup that can hit or that have power and have that potential. It's like, you can't skip somebody. It's like, it's like kind of like what happened when they first put the lineup together. That's what I was hoping for. When they walked Bryce Harper. Yeah. To get to Reese Hoskins, he hit the grand slam. Mm-hmm. That's what I was hoping for. Then they walk somebody else to get to Mikel Franco. He hit a blast out of here. So it's like, when you look at if they can keep up this consistency and get the hits and stuff, I was just saying because right now we added some superstars to some guys who are mid-level just good.
Yeah.
And what we had been doing in the past was you can't add mercenaries to some guys that's just good because the guys that are just good, they're only going to be good. They're kind of like role players that with the right people around them, they could be championship caliber players. But if you put just a bunch of guys who are journeymen and the mercenaries around them, you're going to get pretty much mediocre baseball, which is what we've been getting the past 3 or 4 years.
Speaking of which, how's Scott Kingery doing?
That's funny you bring that up. I was all excited to come in today.
Yes, he was.
And say how Scott Kingery contributed to the Phillies rally because he did in the eighth inning got on base with a walk. Mm-hmm. McCutcheon got a double.
I don't want to seem like I'm interrupting you.
You are.
But did he, yes I am. Did he make contact with the ball?
No.
Okay.
Did he get on base?
Hey, you get on base all the time.
What's your job as a hitter? To get on base, right? Hit.
No.
So we got on base.
Say that again.
What's your job as a hitter?
No, say that again.
What's your job as a hitter?
What's your job as a hitter?
To get on base.
No.
To get on base.
To hit.
Bottom line is, you gotta give him credit. Did you see the at bat?
No, he had a good at bat.
Give him a little credit.
I wasn't gonna give him a hand because you let me get out the rest of what I was about to tell you. I had a talk with him on Sunday. Ha! In your face.
Oh yeah? You had a talk with him on the field?
We did the show, me and Rob.
Did you rip him a new one?
No, I was actually, I don't like to do that like that, but I asked him, what was up? What was the difference between now and, winning what y'all? He's like, he just gotta get back to bases, get his stuff together. And I was cool to hear that.
So, I'm out here bullshitting and shit, man.
Well, no, he's like, I told him to just go back to relaxing and don't put any pressure on yourself because as a young player, when you put that undue pressure, and it's more pressure for him because he's the chosen one. And he, because that's why do you think everybody kept mentioning him? The veterans kept mentioning him. They kept, last year when something went awry, yeah, it's like, we got to get our shit together.
Money, house, and clothes, man.
We got to get our shit together. And then, and, you know, you can't be around here like Scott Kingery. They would mention Scott Kingery's name by name. It's like, and you knew the reason they was doing that because he was the chosen one and he wasn't getting told like everybody else.
They was jealous.
Nah, it was just.
You know why they was jealous? Because in baseball, you got to play the first 5 years before you could actually get a contract worth mentioning. Unless you did.
Well, not to mention that too. A lot of teams are going to, and doing what the Phillies did last year with the young players. Instead of going to arbitration all the time, and they're starting to reward the players while they're young, and they're getting the best out of them. So you don't feel like you're overpaying somebody when they're playing as good as some of these guys.
The guy from the Braves just signed a big extension for like 100 and something million the other day.
108.
Something like that.
Yeah. You know, 108.
Yeah. You know what I was jealous of you of during you and Robin, the Novacare booth?
What's that?
The box of hamburgers you had from Shake Shack. Baby. Like, it wasn't the fact that he was in the Novacare box. I was like, he's got a box of Shake. I didn't even know they made a box of Shake Shack burgers.
And a box of fries.
Oh my God.
And a box of shakes. Oh. It was like 4 shakes that I gave Rob one. I drank 2, gave Rob. I gave Rob and TK one.
Like a six pack.
That's how they brought the shakes in. And they're like one of those four pack carry things.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hell yeah. They was real cold too. And the burgers were warm. They're still kind of sizzling.
I'll know I've arrived when people bring me free food when I'm doing a show. But that's when I know I've arrived.
But I procured that on that Thursday when I met it was 2 managers in there and they was giving everybody the orientation of how things were going to go.
Yeah.
Because I heard from my Twitter followers that, the service wasn't that great the first day. So apparently they're up to snuff now. So the service is a lot better.
Okay.
But I didn't get the chance to experience the service part because they just brought him in. At mid-sentence, I saw him coming there. He pointed at me and he's like this. I was like, hell yeah. He said,
and we're going to take a break.
Rob Cherry's like, what? It's like, Shake Shack is coming right in your face. He's like, what? So the guy came and he knocked on the door and I opened it for him and that's how the door opened. I was like,
I'm going to be jealous of Hollis. On that note, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back with more of the Sports Blizzard right after this.
Somebody talk about how great he is.
We're back on the Sports Blizzard. We got into a huge argument of Kobe and LeBron.
And it's still...
I'm the anti-LeBron kid.
Well, it's still going because... I like LeBron, I like Kobe. But
not me. He's a bitch.
I just hate LeBron. I think LeBron's a bitch.
Why? Huh? Really? Why?
I'll let you guys fight this out.
Because LeBron's always got to be about him. He's the most important thing. He's got to do his shit with the chalk. I got to do the chalk in the air. I got to make it all about me all the time. And he can't stay in one place. He can't stay. Can't stay in Cleveland. I got to have a special that I'm going to Miami. Go back to Cleveland. Oh, no, I'm done. Now I gotta go to Los Angeles.
So when the team gets rid of a player and you're against it, it's cool though? Because now he's controlling the narrative where he wanna go. Cause if memory serves me correctly.
He leaves when the going gets tough.
So I think Kobe also asked for a trade too when, he was up 3-1 on Phoenix, was it?
Did he go anywhere else? He asked for a trade.
And they told him no.
He didn't go anywhere
else. But if he could control it, you know he would have been gone. He would have been gone.
This isn't so much that you support LeBron, it's that you hate Kobe. That's what it is. Well, you support LeBron, you hate Kobe.
But you said, correct me if I'm wrong, you said...
LeBron, I hate LeBron.
You said LeBron acts like a bitch, right?
He does act like a bitch.
So when Kobe got caught with the sodomy, and he brought up another man, and he brought up another man in his indiscretions, that's bitch shit.
Okay.
There's nothing to capsize that at all. Ever.
Now you're bringing up his personal life.
Oh, okay.
You're bringing up his personal life.
So calling another man a bitch ain't personal?
If they deserve it.
So call another man.
They deserve it. If you do it to their face, ain't personal.
How?
If I do it to your face, I'm feeling like a man.
How is it?
What do you mean?
How is it? All I'm saying is, hey, I put it to you like this.
We're supposed to be talking sexes, but we went way off topic.
Well, not really.
Hold on. I was about to bring you guys back the fuck in.
I'm just
being the voice of reason because this conversation will probably go on for eons.
Yeah, because a lot of people are, he's not clutch. Like, Kobe got the killer instinct. Fuck Kobe.
The Mamba!
He don't have it. How did he get that name? Please explain to me. The motherfucker missed more fucking shots in NBA history than anybody. Just because he was willing to take the shot and another guy's willing to make the right play, he don't have the killer instinct. I heard somebody talking about it, like one of them clowns, I think it was Stephen A. Smith, talking about the difference between Kobe, Mike, and LeBron was this, that, and the third. I put it to you like this. The way people talk is like, this man don't want to win. Period. I got a problem with that. First of all, you'll never hear me say, okay, this person, Michael Jordan's a GOAT, this person's a GOAT. If you want to get to somebody, okay, Kareem. Kareem got 6 rings. He got 6 MVPs. And he got the most points in NBA history, regardless of the 20 years or whatever.
Hold on. Bill Russell has 11 rings.
Okay, now. That's fine, but Kareem has the most points in NBA history.
Yeah, he had to be well, but okay.
You know, but back to the whole crap about whoever's the best or better teams. Some of these teams I didn't get a luxury.
You know what you're bringing up. You're bringing up what Jordan brought up. He said that who was the best team, and the best team happens to be hands down. What was the name of it? It was the 76ers of what year? You don't even know, do you?
No, say that again. I'm looking up the stat.
83, I think.
No, it wasn't them.
What stat you looking up?
No, it's a team that was in the 60s that won so many.
No, it wasn't that long.
No, yes, it was. It's a team that was, they had the dude that you had on.
No, because Mo Cheeks was there.
No, it wasn't Mo Cheeks. The team that Mo Cheeks went on. That's not the team that's up there. It's like 60 something. And Rob, which one of those, 60 teams they talking about was the best of all? One of the greatest teams of all time?
The 83 team.
No, yes, not the 83 team.
There was, because
no,
they rested.
It's in the 60s.
Because they rested their players.
Oh, no, you're 60, I think it was 62 or 63 with Wilt and all them.
Yeah.
But I still think they consider the 83 team as the best
because
of all
they
time.
I'm talking about the 62 team was the best, like one of the top teams ever in the NBA.
Well, no, I think they've said that with 83, but you're talking about like Will and Hal Greer and all those guys.
Yeah, Hal Greer. Yeah.
But they do say the 83 team because
they rested their players like with 20 games left in the season.
I think both of them did.
They were 55 and 5, right?
Yeah, if I go by Google, our friend LeBron has 5 buzzer beaters. And Kobe has 14. So I'm just going by Google. Just going by what Google tells me.
Okay, how many shots did he miss?
I didn't go by, I just said clutch. I was talking about clutch. I don't care if he missed 5 million shots.
Okay, so if you up 3-1 in the first round of the playoffs and lose the next 3, how clutch is that? Because the same year they were defending champions, they also got that ass swept by Dallas. Blew out in game 4.
I'm going to interject here.
20.
None of this was on the call sheet.
No, it wasn't. I don't even know how I brought it up or why we were talking about it.
Because you're an idiot.
Yeah, because it's like, Kobe clutch. How is it? All I asked is what makes him clutch?
I just told you, 14 game winning shots. That's clutch.
Yeah, sure.
That's clutch.
And losing a 3-1 lead is clutch as well?
No, you only lost.
What?
He lost.
Kobe lost. Okay.
But if you win the game 14 times,
that's clutch.
So if he screws up one time, he's not clutch?
I ain't trying to kiss no old Ray Lewis's ass.
Huh? You should, huh?
I ain't trying to. Tony Romo's all-time Dallas passing quarterback in regular season history.
He's not clutch, though.
Oh, hey, he got the most passing yards
ever. He's got the most of the snaps.
Most touchdowns.
Thank you, Hollis.
Hey, all right, now let's
talk move on to the Sixers.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about the Sixers.
Because
having a nice argument there. But I was perplexed that somehow that they think that they could arrest everybody throughout the last few games and still come in with continuity when they haven't been together long enough to gain that much continuity. But what has transpired to me has been their bench has been exposed.
That's been said all along. I mean, you know, one of our earlier shows, Rob was talking about how they had the best starting five, and that's what
I still believe that.
That's understandable.
That is true, but
now they got to prove it.
But that's what led me to look deeper into everybody else's
bench.
I mean, even their starting five, like, because I didn't know what Toronto had. I didn't know what Milwaukee had. I just knew the Milwaukee had the number one seed. And if you look at it, Milwaukee looks just as good as them.
I think we match up better with Milwaukee than we do Toronto. I don't know why. I just think that we do.
Well, because Toronto have the 1-2 guard combination, the smaller guard, and also they have a couple of role players. They have one of the best players in the NBA in Kawhi Leonard. He's a matchup nightmare. And then they just added Marc Gasol, who also can guard could help guard, Joel Embiid a kid and be out on a 3-point line like Joel Embiid is. He gets a 3-pointer and he's a great passer.
Isn't Serge Ibaka there too?
Serge, yeah, exactly. I was about to get to Serge Ibaka. They have a quality nucleus, and that's why I was saying we need to get warmed up in this first round, and we don't need to play Toronto or Boston.
I don't see how we got the best starting five, and the only thing we really got realistically in that starting five to mention like that is Ben Simmons and Embiid. To me.
What? I mean, Jimmy Butler, hold on. When they won the game against Milwaukee and they won the game against Boston, Jimmy Butler had a lot to do with those two wins. Those are big wins.
That's good. Hopefully he's settling in.
I think that he is. Hold on. They're going to finish with a 3 seed unless they lose their last 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, because Toronto has clinched the 2 seed.
Yeah, so we're probably going to, it looks like, I think the Nets have a hard schedule. So we could play Detroit. Listen, if we played Detroit, check down, you have a sec, please. Okay. We'll sweep Detroit. There's no doubt in my mind. We'll sweep Detroit.
I don't know if we're going to sweep them, but it's
going to get the brooms out.
I don't think we're going to sweep them mainly because one thing, we have a whole new team together.
Yeah.
And we still resting people, and we haven't had, how many games have they had total together?
Like probably about 7.
Yeah, see?
Ooh. Maybe. You think it's more than that or less than that?
More than that. You say 7?
Yeah, 7 or 8 with the whole team?
I'm talking about
new guys.
All the new guys.
You know what? That's a good question.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. And I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying that all the other teams have been playing together all year. So if they rest somebody, it's a little different than us resting some people because we've had these guys half the season, but they've only played together about a handful of times and haven't gotten any continuity. And then our end of the game management sucks to the high fucking heavens.
Yeah, and as it stands, we would play Detroit.
Right. Yeah. Which I'm fine with.
Yeah. I'm fine with that too, because it's a good round to gain some continuity and get some things going, because I don't care who you are, you can't just turn it on and off. Like when I say the continuity that I'm talking about and the, I guess you could say normalcy is like you used to making certain plays. You used to being good. But when you turn it off for too long, it's kind of like you coming back for almost from off season, but really not.
Like, damn.
Yeah, it's like you coming back. It's like you coming, it's like, cause you're going to be coming back. It's going to be some times where you can come in the game and you're going to be a little winded because you haven't been doing anything for the past few weeks.
Yeah, but they're not
sitting
down for no long period of time though.
But it's three games, but it's like you still have to gain that tough. I feel like you have to gain that toughness.
Yeah, you do, but you do, but you also need that rest, you know, cause it's like, what did everybody complain about during the All-Star break? And he shouldn't have been playing.
He shouldn't have been playing.
See? And now they're resting them going into the playoffs. It's kind of, you can't really win for losing. You know, I mean, I get that there's realistically, I said it last week and maybe the week before, they realistically can't improve their playoff positioning.
No. I mean, I know our buddy's not
DTP,
here.
DTP, bitches.
But,
did he go to Minnesota with the Ricky Sanchez people?
I don't think they
did. With the trust process people?
Not that I know of.
They took like 300 people out
where
there.
Did that whole Ricky Sanchez podcast, who is Ricky Sanchez? Explain this to me. I don't even know where they got it from.
It's like they had a bunch of hinkyites.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was cracking up because, they was talking about Spike turns into a different animal when they talk about trust the process. I was like, I've never seen so many people root to fucking lose. I hated that shit.
It's because that's how the NBA is. That's how it works.
In order to get
good, you gotta be bad to get. Think about all the teams that became good.
Okay, think about
they
it.
Had
go
stars.
Ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Right?
Go ahead, name them. And I'll tell you where they were drafting.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, I'll tell you where they were drafting.
So when the Lakers were bad, right, they signed Shaq.
They signed Shaq.
Well, yeah, okay. And then they drafted Kobe.
No, they traded for Kobe.
On draft day though, right?
Yeah.
Like they drafted him, right?
Yeah.
And then they were bad in order to get that
high
up.
Let's go more current.
The Sixers sucked and they got Allen.
Yeah.
Okay. LeBron, Cleveland sucked. They got the number one pick.
That was on purpose.
That was on purpose.
When they got Allen Iverson, that was still the sixth pick.
Yeah. Boston tanked for a year to get, Paul Pierce.
But you got to come more. I'm talking about come more current to where you talk about Golden State. What pick was Steph Curry? 8 or 9?
8 or 9? Yeah, yeah.
No, you got they. Yeah, you go Draymond to Boston.
Green was in the second round.
Exactly. Yeah. Go to Boston when they started getting good. What who did they tank for? They didn't tank for anybody.
Well, then they signed a bunch of free agents.
Yeah, but then but I'm talking about the current way that they're playing now. They signed a few free agents, but then they just drafted guys.
Yeah.
And they had a good quality coach, and they did how you're supposed to do, get guys in the second round, late first round. Indiana didn't tank either.
But Indiana's not that good.
Yeah, but they're in the playoffs
without their number one scorer.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm talking about in order to be really good, you got to.
We're not fucking really good yet.
But here's the thing.
Hold on. I just got one thing to say. One thing to say before you get this on. We went through 4 to 5 years of fucking losing.
Yeah. On purpose.
No. We, if you notice, in those years, we never got the first overall pick until when?
Was it when we got Ben?
No.
Or was it Fultz?
We got Ben, but when did we get it? When we took Sam Hinkie out of fucking charge.
Yeah, but here's the thing though.
Put it this way. That's why I was getting it. I feel like it's rigged. So if you're not playing ball with them, you can't continue to lose that. That's messing up the league.
But here's the thing. They wouldn't be in the position they're at now if they didn't have, listen, you're not going to hit on every top three pick. You're just not going to do it.
That's the bad part about it.
But here's the thing.
Out of all that shit that they did.
Getting Ben and Joel was worth it. Yeah. It was worth it.
But hold on. Whoa. What did we get Joel at?
Two.
There's three.
Three.
Three or four.
But what I'm saying is,
go look at how many other people that we drafted from those years played their first year?
I don't think any of them did.
One
did.
And he's not on the squad anymore.
But you're right. But here's the thing. You tank to have the opportunity to hit on stuff.
It doesn't matter if you keep missing and you keep on trading people out. Bad. At some point, you have to create a nucleus.
Assets. This is the nucleus.
Assets for what?
Well, think about it. So they were able to get Jimmy Butler because they traded, now I'm going to forget the two guys to the Timberwolves. Sarge
and Covington.
Sarge is a guy that they had in the trade.
And Covington. So
they were able to make that move.
Didn't they draft because Sarge?
They drafted Sarge.
But they were able to draft Sarge and have an extra draft pick to make that trade.
Mm-hmm. That still won't make sense.
Yeah. What do you mean it doesn't make sense? They had assets to move.
Because Jimmy Butler can walk after this year. And let's be real.
If they don't
make it to the championship or the finals, then this shit was pointless.
Yeah. If they don't make it to the finals, our coach should be fired. We've said that before.
Now this is to what you just said.
When they put up the below us.
Yeah. So when we did this shit, last year what round did we get put out in? Second round. And so everybody was talking all this shit about getting put out year after year, going first round, maybe second round. If we don't make it to at least the conference finals this year, he should be fired. Not only that, all of y'all should shut the fuck up about a process being trusted.
Hold on, Diaz.
BTP, bitches.
Yes. All the odds are shut the hell up about a process. Because when that process was the most horrible process I've ever seen. It was no sign of progress until like just last year. And it's like, I feel like when you get that number one player, first of all, you have to do your homework and scout properly. And it's like you get guys in here who you know will be here, and then you just can't keep getting rid of people. You have to build something. Nobody wanted to come here until we actually build something.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So
we're gonna see in the next 2 weeks what the Sixers are made of. We're gonna find out.
All right. Another news.
Another news. Move to the Eagles. They got a running back, Jordan Howard.
Yeah, they got Jordan Howard,
which is good. And everyone's like, we need a running back. We need a running back, dude. Howard, you'll get something. Calm down.
Well, I was happy that he did because it looked bleak for a minute because a lot of people were after Jordan Howard, and I guess the Eagles made the best offer. And it was one of the things where he's kind of disgruntled where he was because they had started using the other guy more than him.
You see, he was wearing his press conference. He had like a silk shirt. It was like all open with the gold chain. Yeah. He was like, look at me. Look at my chest. That's the first thing I noticed.
I noticed it too because I was like, man, you know, that was like one of them old school, like when Martin played in a thin line.
Yeah. Him and Bobby Brown.
Him and Bobby Brown. Yeah. He did look like an out of work Bobby Brown though.
I looked at his
stats.
Yeah, his stats. Yeah. It seemed like his production went down every year. And it might have been attributed to the guy Hinkie. Hmm. Not Hinkie, I'm sorry, the head coach.
I can't think of it. They switched head coaches a couple times. They went from Fox to what's the guy's name now? They went from Fox to somebody else.
Yeah.
And then they got the guy that they got now.
But this is like contract year for him as well.
No, this is his fourth year.
Yeah,
next year will be his contract year.
The guy, so they picked up an option on.
He wasn't the first round pick. The only people that get signed the 5 year, 4 and 5 year deals as the first round picks up in the first, in the top, I guess in the top 15, top 20, top 20. Oh, okay. Everybody else, he's like, he'll be a restricted free agent, or unrestricted with, where they could tender him an offer, like a first round offer. So if he does well, I'm pretty sure he'll play himself to a contract.
Yeah, because he wants to get paid.
Yeah,
but they also was inquiring about Duke Johnson because
trade. See, I don't want Duke Johnson. I told you this a month or two ago.
Well, not why you won't. I thought Duke Johnson was okay, but tell me why you don't like him.
No, because there's not that I don't like him.
Right.
But there's another guy that I want.
Who?
I told you about this a couple months ago, and you agree with me. I want him to draft a running back, and they can get him late.
Fine. Yes.
I want Raquel Armstead from Temple. They have him as the 14th best running back. Yeah. You might be able to get him later in the fourth round.
But he's
the steal of the draft.
You know who else would be the steal of the draft? The kid out of Iowa State. They have a tight end and a running back. The running back is a beast. He could do everything.
He might not last that long.
I don't think he'll last past the second or third round.
Well, I'm trying to go through. They have all the running backs listed. And, I'm going through.
Iowa State.
I don't even see him in the top 20 here.
Iowa State. He should be in the top 10.
Florida State.
Iowa State.
No. I'm just going down. I'm looking who they have. Let me go back and look at
It's Montgomery or something like that.
The number one running back in the draft is the guy from Alabama, Jacobs.
He doesn't even start.
Oh, no. Yeah, David Montgomery, number two.
Yeah.
Right? The last time I was this high on a running back, you know who it was?
Who was it?
Some little guy from some school, Villanova, Brian Westbrook. That's the last time I was this high on a running back, and I said, I hope the guy the Eagles draft him, hope the Eagles draft this guy.
Well, I've seen him play, too. He's a bit of a beast. And if we could get him, like, in the third or fourth round, I think they should go after him, because I think the Montgomery kid is going to be gone because he's a beast. It's like when you go and look at, and the receiver they got. Have you seen Iowa State's receiver?
No, I haven't seen him.
Go look. His last name is Butler. Go look at how he's playing against Oklahoma State. He looked like a professional playing against a bunch of high school kids. Cause he went up and grabbed the ball. They tried to tackle him. I'm talking about he was mushy. I like his catch radius. He kind of reminds you of Megatron.
Oh wow.
A Megatron that could catch really good. Mm. Talk about like
Hakeem Butler?
Yep, Hakeem Butler. What do you run, a 4.4?
Let's see, Hakeem Butler.
He's like, what is he, like 6.5?
Combine. I'm gonna bring this up here. It looks like Detroit's eyeing him.
Yeah. What's his specs? 6 what?
That's what I'm gonna bring up here.
Yeah, I wonder what the hell Detroit doing. They was about to trade Matt Stafford.
4.49.
Yeah. And then how tall is he, 6 what?
I gotta look that up, see if that I have listed here. Let's go to our friend Google. Our friend Google's always good. What's his height? If you never can figure out something, folks, just go and Google it and you'll figure it out. Draft prospect, it should tell me.
Hakeem.
6'5", 227.
Yep. He's a beast.
He's projected to go in the first or the second round.
Yeah, he's
now, brilliant. I mean, granted, the Eagles normally don't take a wide receiver running back in the first round.
Yeah, they took Nelson Aguilar in the first round.
Was he in the first round?
Yep. Yeah.
Was he?
Out of USC.
USC, yeah.
Okay, they typically don't take. But
Freddie Mitchell.
Oh, God. You know what?
Reggie Brown.
Freddie Mitchell. I swear to God, that guy is the biggest asshole I've ever come across. When he got pissed off when I was talking about Kobe and LeBron, we were going back and forth. Mm-hmm. That guy, I swear to God, he's a scumbag. There is nothing good about Freddie Mitchell. Oh. I just never liked the guy. He was just an asshole.
Okay.
Well, sorry. But this guy, if he's there, I think the first round.
Thank everyone for his hands.
Well, I will let you know this. Guess who got drafted in the third round of that exact same draft?
Oh.
Steve Smith.
Yeah, I know.
Guess who wanted to get Steve Smith?
You?
No, Tom Odrak.
Oh.
They went for Freddie. He was telling him about Steve Smith.
And I don't know.
God rest his soul.
I don't know where you got your stats from, but I'm looking at this game winning thing here.
Well, I Googled. You're probably a different website.
I went through Google. It says 82games.com has league wide. They have LeBron number one, 17 out of 50, and your boy Kobe is 14 out of 56.
Ew.
I don't know what the fuck you were
looking
at.
Well, I'm going to trust my statistics over yours, because you probably went to some website that's like a LeBron website.
It says game-winning shots. I'm not sure.
Maybe you went to the Kobe site.
I
don't know.
When I get back home, I'm researching this. I'm going to come back
right
with
here.
Facts.
It's no, right here. No,
I pulled up my own facts, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was bullshit.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I think your site's bullshit. Pops, anything you want to get off your chest? Oh no, real quick, hold on, before we get off our chest.
Yeah. Yeah, get the sponsors out of the way.
What I'm gonna need after this, Miller Lite, we love Miller Lite.
Yes.
Yards Brewery right here in Northern Liberties. Our friend Stateside Vodka Distilled right here in Fishtown. Bucks County Baseball. Our boy Mike McVay. And the $64,000 question is, where is he working? We don't know. Hopefully we'll find out. If you want a car, get a hold of Quimby or email him. Cavanaugh's Restaurants. Our friends at Delisle's. We love Delisle's. We gotta get over there. Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus, Maniac Sports and Social Club. Our boy Ken Davis, who I just saw on Brown Street. He didn't know it was me. City, he's probably like, who's this jackass? City Fitness, all the City Fitness locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, Market East. Pops, anything you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, I do. It says here, LeBron James was just 4-19 in our previous look at game-winning shots. So in the ensuing 2.5 seasons, he has come up with a very respectable 13-31 record, and just the other day had a pure game winner at the buzz beater to top the Warriors. In addition, he has had 6 in a healthy number. Oh, also, and then to get to Kobe Bryant. Kobe fans do not like to hear it.
I don't trust his stats at all.
But while their mic's cut now, number 4 in the league in total game winners hit, he holds the top spot in a less glamorous category. Most game winning
as I bring his mic down.
Missed shot.
Your mic's going out over there.
Yeah. There it is, right there in black and white for you, baby. Who loves you, baby? Papadopoulos.
Yeah.
The great Hollis Thomas, anything you want to get off your chest?
The only thing I want to get off my chest is never bring up Kobe and LeBron to you motherfuckers. I'm enjoying the baseball season, for the first time, because I wasn't here for the 2008 championship. So I'm enjoying because we got some superstars on the team, and not just Bryce Harper. We had a pretty good off season.
We'll come back to baseball heaven with St. Louis, baby. You always enjoy baseball.
Well, and that's pretty, I can't wait football season. But in the meantime,
rush the summer, Hollis.
I'm not going to rush the summer, but
there's nothing
in the summer to do.
Whoa!
And I'm waiting on playoff basketball to see if we gonna fire what's the name?
Brett Brown.
Brett Brown.
Don't say that.
BTP, bitches.
Don't say. He'll get pissed off. Listen, the last 3 months have been fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed doing the show. I think we've become closer.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we hang out more. Yeah. Cause Quimby apparently he comes back next week. So he'll be back in this chair. He'll be complaining about something. Hopefully, you know, you'll hear me here and there doing remotes along the city because Diaz isn't doing remotes.
Okay.
You know, if they do remotes, you go, no, Diaz, Rob comes in. Cause he's the one that kind of, you know, held everything together while Quimby was on his sabbatical.
Yes.
So Quimby will be back next week, and I'm sure he'll have all kinds of stories about if he gets back from Panama, but hopefully he does. So that'll do it for the 24th installment of the Sports Blizzard, and Quimby will be back next week. Good night, everybody.